We are just days away from the Hell's Kitchen finale on Fox, and it's down to the final two. Joining us on the line to talk about how scary Gordon Ramsay really is are Mary Lou and Corey. Hello, final two.
Hi!
So let me actually start with that. I mean, everybody loves Chef Ramsay. I mean, I'm joking, of course. But I mean, you know, the yelling, the screaming, the name-calling. What's it really like, Mary Lou? I mean, is it intimidating? What's it like?
I mean, do I wish that he would talk to me the same way that he talked to the little kids? Absolutely. But he's very patient before service. During service, you need to know what to do. He has his expectations. They're set, and you need to get them done in his way.
Well, absolutely. So, Corey, then tell me, and we know that to get this far in the competition, you know, a contestant really has to have a bit of an edge, maybe even a sharp tongue, especially if you're leading a kitchen. So were you ever tempted to just be like, you know what, buddy, I'm doing my best, back off?
You know what, yes and no, because your first intention, someone's yelling at you, you want to yell back.
Yeah.
But I think that we all have to understand that Chef Ramsay has an expectation. He has a, this is what I want. I'm going to tell you how to do it nice the first time, and the second time I'm going to yell at you because you're an idiot. And I think it's one of those things where I always told everybody, if you got yelled at, it's because you were messing up. It's not because you weren't doing your job, you weren't doing your job properly. So you would get yelled at for that, but if you didn't do anything wrong, then you weren't getting yelled at.
Is that helpful to learn then as a chef from somebody like that, Mary Lou? Like, how do you appreciate his direction and his criticism and his guidance like that?
I feel like he's very direct in what he says. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's never him trying to set you up for failure. It's always him trying to set you up for success. So whenever any of us would mess up, it was our own fault. And he would indeed coach you a very nice way at first, and then the second time, it's like, why are you doing this again to me? So it didn't really bother me at all. I was just happy to be there, so him talking, I'm like, I'm getting direction from Chef Ramsay. How many other people can say that?
I was going to say, right? I mean, it seems like it's got some clout when it comes from somebody like him, Corey, right? I mean, it almost seems like it's an impactful punch in the gut, if that makes sense.
It is, because you're getting taught by and educated by one of the greatest chefs in probably the world right now. I mean, this man has a reputation of success and perfection, so him giving you this guidance, if you're in front of him, he expects perfection already because he already put you there. So he didn't just walk up off the street and be like, oh my God, you know, you're put there because he picked you to be there. So he obviously sees something in you. So getting a little reprimanded here and there is kind of like making sure you get back in your spot.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the actual competition itself. I'm not much of a cook myself, so I can't really relate to this. But is cooking for a room full of strangers more or less intimidating than for someone like, oh, let's say Wolfgang Puck? Mary Lou, how do you feel about that kind of a situation?
Cooking for a room full of strangers is a lot easier than cooking for somebody that you know. Because otherwise, like, I'm cooking for a stranger, I don't care how they feel about me. I'm going to do my best to showcase the food. But cooking for someone like Wolfgang Puck, it's like, oh my gosh, it's daunting. Like, his word is so heavy. So his thoughts, I want to impress him. I want him to say that I'm good at something, because it's not, hey, I like you because I think you're fun, or I think you're cool, I'm going to say something nice. No, his words have weight, and I want to make sure that I'm getting the good parts of that.
And so, Corey, what's it like to present a dish to, whether it's Wolfgang or Chef Ramsay, for the first time? Because there's got to be, you go up there with a ton of confidence, I would think, so that you don't appear scared. But deep down, like, are you just like, oh, I could get torn to shreds here, or he could love this? Like, what's going through your mind when he's tasting those first few bites?
Well, it's one of those things where it's just like, I know what certain chefs like. I know what certain chefs want and stuff. When you're cooking that with somebody like that, you already know what to expect. But when you don't know they're coming, your stomach just drops. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't know if he's going to like this. And, you know, and Wolfgang Puck, especially, you know, being the meat connoisseur that he is, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, my God, is he going to like it? Is he not going to like it? What is he going to say? And you never know what kind of mood they're going to be in. So it's even more scarier. And you lose a little bit of confidence in what you do, not a lot, but you still get that, oh my God, what if moment.
What's the biggest takeaway or piece of advice maybe one of those celebrity chefs throughout the season has given to you that's really stuck with you now, Mary Lou?
To be confident and to just be myself, not to really try to impress somebody with what I think that they like. Every time I would cook something the way that I thought somebody would like it would always backfire on me. But when I started to cook the way that I like to cook and the way that I wanted to cook, I always got praise and positive feedback. And so it's like, stop trying to be everybody else. Who are you? Just cook the food.
Yeah. Corey, what about you?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those things where being next to someone as amazing as, you know, Chef Christina, and see as far as she's gotten and see what she's become over the, you know, years, and seeing Chef Ramsay and all the other guest chefs that come on there, you have to take a little piece of each and every one of them when you get off this show. And if they criticize you in something, you can't take it personal. You have to understand that they're teaching you to be better because they see something better in you. So I've definitely learned a lot plating, just even my style of cooking and just everything in general. I've taken away so much from Chef Ramsay.
At this point in the season, we see there's a switch, because throughout the entire competition, you're competing. I mean, you're competing as a team, but you're competing against each other, right? And so now you've got to pick the people who you were once competing with, but also teammates with. What goes into that decision? Mary Lou, I'll ask you about Cody in a second, because, you know, I have to. But why Nicole, Amber, and Lauren?
Okay. It's really funny because, like, you know, we're picking them like it's God's law. We're trying to pick who's going to be on our team. And so working with these people the entire time, like, you know these people's strengths and you know these people's weaknesses. And I'm trying to build my team based on who I know works well with me, but also based on their strengths. So I'm picking, I pick Lauren because I think she's really good at making her dishes look good. So I can easily put her somewhere where she just needs to pay attention to detail. I know that Nikki is a very skilled chef, so I can put her on a station that's really hard and she can handle a lot coming at her at one time. And then I know that Amber has really good leadership quality and she knows her flavor, so I can have her overseeing what's going on as well as making sure she has my back. And then you said you asked me about Cody later, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Corey, though, I mean, how confident do you feel when you're making those picks, right? Because in the back of your, I mean, at least I would be thinking that they could sabotage me, right? They could maybe be bitter and not want me to win or do well. I mean, did that cross your mind, Corey?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the first, last, and always, you know, down to the end. Even picking Declan was a roll of the dice. You know what I mean? Declan could be completely bitter or be my road dog and help me through. And I took the chance of him, picking him first, because, yeah, he was runner-up, but at the same time, it was like he's still an amazing chef, and if you give him guidance and you put him in a right lane, he will be your second in command. And even like with Jordan's a beast in the kitchen, and she knows, you know, what she does. And you put her in one spot, and she's like a hound dog, man. You put her on that scent, and she just goes. And, you know, with Mark was a wild card. I knew that he got a little flustered and, you know, kind of out there a little bit, but I knew that if I put him close to me, I could control him, and I could tell him, hey, calm down, this is what I need, and I could keep an eye on him in that sense. And with Adam, you know, it was one of those things where he was definitely a wild card. He was definitely that one that could totally just sit back and be like, yeah, whatever. And he did it in the beginning, but then once he saw us get that momentum, then he jumped in and he did exactly what I expected him to do, be a chef. And that team that I picked is going to be a good team.
Okay, Mary Lou, let's circle around to Cody, because here's the deal. You know, all season, I mean, you've seen the social media posts and comments and questions. So what was the deal? Was this true feelings? Was it clouded judgment because you were away from others for so long? I mean, what gets you into this situation? Was it a showmance? What would you consider it?
Chef Christina called it a prison romance for me. I found that to be quite funny. But I thought it was real feelings. You know, like you're with somebody every single day and you're in the stressful situation. And it was just really nice to have
somebody to talk to. I mean, I obviously had Corey, so I was closest with Corey and Cody and us, but, you know, when Corey's with someone else, it was really just nice talking to Cody, nice getting feedback from somebody else that's really experienced and well-traveled, and he really helped me, like, believe in myself as well.
You say you use the word thought. You thought it was this. So in reality, what is it today, now, April?
It's so good. we don't really talk that much anymore, but if I need to ask a question, I'll call him up, ask him a question, and it's like the same with
him. Corey, let me ask you then, did you all think, hey, these two are distracted with each other, so this could work in our favor? I mean, could you use this as gameplay?
In the moment, you know, I did. I did see a little, I mean, being the mom in the house, like, I've seen this before. But, you know, it's because Mary Lou's a lot like I am. And I think I can say this, Mary Lou, about you, is when you're out of the kitchen, you're a whole different personality. When you're in the kitchen, you turned into beast mode. And I knew that she needed that fun, playful, innocent friendship on the outside of the kitchen to keep her in that zone. And when she was in the kitchen, I could see that switch, and I kept telling her, man, let that beast out, let that beast out. And she did, and now look at us.
One of you is about to, you know, be leading a restaurant during one of the worst times, arguably one of the worst times the industry has ever faced. And, you know, we see restaurants that have been open for years or even generations fail. And that's not their fault, right? It's just happening. It's the way things are playing out. And so this is probably a really, really tough question, but how do you make it that your restaurant isn't one of those statistics? Might be an impossible question, but Corey, what are your thoughts?
You know, it's the luck of the draw. It has to do with your location, having that good location to where, you know, you have a landlord that helps out or, you know, something like that. It has to also do with your fans and, like, your gathering of customers that come on a daily. Like, that's really important, too. And I know that, you know, money is scarce with everybody, but I think it's extremely important that we do support those local restaurants and those local, you know, mom-and-pop spots that, you know, are unfortunately every single day closing down their doors. I mean, I'm seeing places here in L.A. that I grew up as a kid closing every single day. I mean, the Arcolite is closing, and that's, you know, so scary and so terrifying because we're in a dying breed right now, and it's just one of those things where you just have to have faith and figure it out. I feel like it all depends on community and who's around you. Like, Corey's in L.A., but I'm in Texas, and I need you to know the restaurant that I'm at, we're busy every day. We're beating numbers from 2019. So I think everybody is starting to feel a lot more confident and coming out a lot more. And now it's like you were going stuck crazy being inside. Now it's like, I can go out. I can do something. I want to go out to eat. Especially because the way that the show has aired, it's like, you're seeing all of us, you're excited. Like, I want to go to Tahoe and see what Mary or Corey is doing. Like, I want to go visit, or I just want to go on a vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think being, you know, an outdoor destination as well, right? A tourist destination like that could be helpful.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay, we've got about 90 seconds left. 90 seconds. I always love asking the finalists this question. What's the secret to getting in Chef Ramsay's good books, Mary Lou?
I say just don't mess up. I say the line. Own up to your mistakes. That's it. Own up to your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. If you own up to it, be fine with it. And don't lie.
All right, Corey.
Absolutely, and also ask a question. If you don't understand something, put your hand up, ask your question, ask him, hey, I don't get this, can you please explain it to me one more time, and he will. And don't say, yeah, I got it, when you don't.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching the season finale of Hell's Kitchen. Airs April 22nd on Fox. Mary Lou and Corey, thanks for joining us today, and congrats on everything.
Thank you.